Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Once again, good morning. Boy, I like that. Aren't you glad you're here this morning? Do you know when you walk in through those doors that you each one of you brings in a special guest? The Holy Spirit is within you, right? So just think, when you walk through there, you're joining others that are doing the same thing. So just know that while you're here, the presence of the Holy Spirit is what we look to as the most to honor this day, okay? Just know that the Holy Spirit will be here and He'll guide us. He will direct us. And most of all, you're here just to have a good time, right? There's a lot of people sitting next to you that are just here to celebrate as we are this day. We got a little baby, Chloe, right? Okay. A new life that we're presenting to God this morning. Not that it hadn't been already. He already knew she was going to be here this day. But it's just something to know that we're all family, right? Whether you attend this church or you attend other churches, we're still the family of God. So as we come together this morning, know that same Spirit that is with us this day that you brought in, that same Spirit is going to go back out into the world, and that you'll be able to touch somebody today just with a smile, maybe a hug, just a quick word. But you got to show the world who you are, okay? Let them see the goodness that God has, that they won't see all the junk that's going on around us, right? Because there's a lot more goodness than there is junk, if we just express that. So, in a little while, we are going to have a dedication. But for right now, if you guys would please stand with me as we pray. As Abe mentioned before, we have Ernie this morning. He's going to be bringing us the word in a few moments. Ernie and Char have been such a beautiful addition to our family, even if it was just for a short while. And hopefully they're not going to forget about us. So. Yeah, it's kind of hard to forget us, that's for sure. So we're just going to pray. And after the prayer, we're going to ask for the family to come up and we'll dedicate the baby. So please join me in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for every person that is here this morning, Lord. We thank you for what you have prepared as a worship service today, Lord. The speaker, the worship music, Lord, this baby, all comes together, Lord, because you've already set it up for us. Lord, may we join in with the angels in heaven this morning, Lord, when we come into our worship time. May we continue to love each other beyond these church walls, Lord, that we would go out into the world and show the world that there is a lot of love coming forth, Lord, from you. So we praise you, we thank you, and Lord, thank you for loving us, and we just invite the presence of your Holy Spirit. Have your way with us, Lord. Have your way with us. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Good morning, everyone. Got a word from the Holy Spirit, and there are times when I'm praying to God or worshiping or just wanting to talk to Him, and things just don't feel right. I don't feel the connection between God, and it's usually because I'm praying, I'm talking with my mind, and as you all know, your mind is not perfect. It's easily influenced by things of this world. So in order to get past that, God said, pray to me with your heart. Worship me with your heart. Because when I pour my love and pour my spirit upon you, it fills your heart until it can contain no more. So whenever you feel a little bit of a dry period in talking with God or even praising Him, pray with your heart. it'll always connect to him, and you will just feel an overwhelming power from him. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to try to say this without crying. I'll probably cry. I want you to know that we love this church. You're so blessed to have a church like this. And Ernie and I are leaving, not because we want to, but we're going to. We have to. But I want you to know we'll never forget this church. You're very special people. We love you.
So I just want to say we love you too. We love both of you. And no, where you go, we will go in the Spirit. We'll be together in the Spirit.
Thank you.
You're so sweet.
So I have something to add to that. You know, it's true. When you have a spiritual family, it doesn't matter where you're physically placed, you are spiritually bonded. And that love that Christ has for us, that's the cross that's deposited, that's the love that's deposited in us and that we give unto others. And so I just wanted to say that about that. So you are loved wherever you go. And I thank God for this spiritual family because I know exactly what she's saying. This is a very united spiritual family and we're very much blessed. We all have our different gifts. And I just wanted to say that. I didn't expect to say that, but it's true. And the other thing that Steve reminded me of, and it's true, we cannot take for granted our Lord and how he hears our prayers. So one of the prayers I've been saying had to do with my daughters. I was separated from them, not because of me, but just that they chose to separate for a while from me. And I have testimony to the power of prayer. So if you're praying for something, this is really going to edify you. So last week, I spoke to two of my daughters, and it was a beautiful communication. God showed me not to speak in kind. So when someone speaks to you because they have an issue with you, you just listen. And God showed me how to do that, and I just listened to them, and all I could do is say, I'm sorry. I didn't understand the situation, but I love you. And love does cover a multitude of sins. It's true. It covers division. The enemy's what was working in my family. Division. But God had his way. And so now I got to visit my granddaughter in California as a result of what God did. I got to see my two grandchildren. And my second daughter talked to me on the phone, and she's excited about me seeing and visiting her too. So God is powerful, and just believe. Even when you can't, even when you physically say, oh God, I don't know how that can happen, he makes a way when there seems to be no way. So I praise God for him.
This week, the enemy tried to come against my marriage. And my husband couldn't hear from the Lord. So I said, if you'll just sit right there, just like Joshua, I was going to walk laps. If it took 7 laps, I was going to keep on praying that my husband would be free of whatever was trying to distract him from the goodness of the Lord. So I went around 1 lap, and he said, nope, nope, and he was grumpy and angry. And then I went around another lap, and he was still grumpy and angry. And I just, in understanding, Lord, I know you're going to break something off of him. And then I went around another lap, and I said, you know, I'm not going to stop till my husband can hear clearly from heaven, because the devil is a liar and you don't mess with my marriage. So I walked again, and I walked a bigger lap and gave him more time. And I just said, Lord, I need you to expose the enemy. I need you to show him where he's believed a lie. I need you to show him where he thinks there's lack or poverty or I can't or anything that would come between him and myself, because we are best friends and we are one flesh. So after some laps, finally I said, I'm not going to take anything but a Bible verse, because everything else in the media is a lie. So I just want the Word, because I can count on the Word. Amen. So he got the Bible. He got the Bible verse that said that someone with the dark side had tried to come between him and myself at our clubhouse, where he and I had gone, and in the sweet marriage that we have, somebody was jealous or angry or just divorced or whatever their heartache was. They didn't appreciate the 35 years that I put into my marriage. But what I put into that relationship, God has grown my husband so much. He loves the Word. He loves to go to the gym. He loves to eat healthy. And he loves his wife. So he came back to the goodness of the Lord. And I want to thank him and anybody from the ladies' ministry that was praying for me this week and last week, that God honors marriage. And I'm going to say it. It's one man and one woman. It's holy matrimony. And I want the same husband till I go to heaven. I pray this through Christ. Amen.
Praise God. I thank God for all of you, and I thank God that Ernie and Char are going to be speaking to us this morning. Amen? Ernie, Char, why don't you guys come on? Maybe it was just Ernie. I don't know. I see Char going. he's gonna do it, man. Hey, but after this, hang around just a little bit. We want to just kind of lay hands on these two and send them off with a prayer. Amen. We're going to have Pastor John. How many know Pastor John's a prayer pastor? How many know that? We're going to have Pastor John put a prayer on these folks. Amen. Come on, man. So, Brother Ernie, come on up and have your way. I believe. Yes, sir. Come on, no cane. Come on, brother. You need...
She says she don't belong up here. If she don't belong up here, none of us do. I won't make this real long. Praise the Lord. I can find the page. I had it marked. How many people in here are 85 or older? Aha. Uh-huh. And today is some real memories for me. Our church that we were part of starting in Indiana, today is celebrating their 40th anniversary. That's something else. And we've been through the fire and we've been through the flood, but it's still there. It's God's church, and he said that the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. But this, Chloe, I'll remember you. I will. I remember, must have been like 40 years ago, is a baby dedication. And I was not a believer. And if you're not a believer, quit messing around and get with Jesus. That's about as straight as I can say it. Because if you're taking big chances if you don't. And I was a heathen, and my little boy was being dedicated, and my 10-year-old was being baptized. And I didn't normally go to church. But that's a big thing. Get some of your unbelieving friends to come in church. And they may act totally turned off, but the Holy Spirit will touch them, I guarantee you. But anyway, they gave a sermon, which I kind of ignored. Anybody in here ignoring a sermon? Or I thought I did. And then they had an altar call after the sermon, and I was totally unchurched, and I didn't know what they were doing. Something said in my heart, listen, you know, those voices that you're hearing are not all devils. Some of them is the Holy Spirit speaking for you to come to God, or for me to move on, or whatever. And this voice, I never heard anything like it. And I was a real skeptic, but this voice had more love and power in it than any voice I'd ever heard. And it simply said, you need to go forward, Ernie. This is your last chance. And I knew what it meant, because I was about to waste my life and kill myself. Not commit suicide, but overdo life in the world. And so I finally let go of the pew, and I went forward, and I'll never forget it. And this all started from a baby dedication. So don't be surprised at what God might do through this moment here. And the Lord has showed me there'll be many lives touched and saved by this baby. And she'll grow up one day, and you'll be surprised. But anyway, I went forward, and they said, how can we help you? Something like that. I went, and I couldn't talk. And finally they figured out I was wanting to make a confession for the Lord. It's not a complicated thing if you haven't done it. It's just believing that Jesus is who he says he is and confessing him as Lord of your life. It's that simple. But anyway, they figured it out. So they took my confession through bawling and squalling. And it's embarrassing for a big, tough guy. You know. But anyway, I needed to be embarrassed. Sometimes we need to be embarrassed. Our pride needs to be dealt with. And God can do that better than anybody. But anyway, they took my confession, and this little country church, their baptistry was broke, and they were Christian church, so you had to be baptized. So be thankful for the things that you encounter like this. I'm so thankful they were that strong in getting me baptized, because the Holy Spirit had already touched me. And so they said, they got their heads together, and they said, come back at 2:00 and we'll baptize you. So I'd do anything at that time. And we need to stay there, do anything the Lord wants us to do, because that's the whole battle. And anyway, I came back, and there was how many of you have seen these tall metal milk cans that farmers have? Yeah, there was a bunch of those sitting there. I thought, I wonder what that's about. And they filled it with well water, and it was ice cold. And they babbled. Yeah, that's the way I went. It was before I did all this other stuff. I let out one, and they saw to it that I was baptized. And I went home, and I was a changed man. And our family was a changed family. And we honored God. Ever since then, we've honored God. We've been married 68 years.
Something like that.
The first part of my life, I wasted. But God didn't waste it. If you know somebody that's turned off to God or ignoring God or whatever, and you pray for them, don't ever give up, because there'll come a day when God will find the right time and the right place, like he did with me, if you pray and don't lose heart. But I want to talk to you today just a few minutes about what I consider to be God's greatest privilege for man. And I had this, I don't know where we are. I was using two different Bible versions. And did we get the New American Standard? Yes. All right. So I can take this marked up Bible, and it'll only take about 3 hours. We'll read the whole thing. But a couple of my favorite scriptures leading into this, I want you to think about how big God is. Sure, he can deal with your personal problems and your, what I call my little life, but he don't feel that way. But he's the one that created all things. And he did it for his pleasure. And that means he created you and I for his pleasure. And I want to give him pleasure now that he's washed me in the blood of Jesus and filled me with the Spirit and given me a new purpose. And if I know I'm pleasing Jesus, man, that turns me on. Sometimes it's a little hard to get there because he wants you. See, I'm getting off the script. I'm sorry. But anyway, I always do this. But anyway, he wants you to come to the place where you'll have the heart that Jesus had. And he humbled himself. And one way we can tell whether we're humble or not is if we're obeying his word, his call or not. If we're ignoring it or fighting it off, there's a good chance we got a problem with pride. And guess what? There's also a greater chance that God's going to work on that, just like he did with me. And think back on your life. I see how it all worked together for his good for me. Sometimes it was foolish things, it seemed like, but other times it was really meaningful things. And need to put on my glasses. Pastor, I'm using my Bible today.
Yeah, come on.
I want to be submissive. I just want to read a few verses in Psalm 16. And one of my fathers in the faith gave me this. And he was a man of God. I'd see him coming to church and his arms would be flailing. He'd be driving a car. I thought, oh, keep him safe, Jesus. But anyway, he was a praying man. He was a godly man. And he got to go on he was a school teacher too, and he got to go on a tour around a lot of the world, and he was brokenhearted. And we should be maybe brokenhearted when we see the condition of the world, not just ignore it. And he prayed to God, and this is what God spoke to him. He said, the sorrows of those who have traded or bartered for another God will be multiplied. I shall not pour out their libations of blood, nor shall I take their names upon my lips. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup. Thou dost support me, my lot. The lions have fallen to me in pleasant places. And I could say that, and I had a rotten earlier life. Like, you can too. You got a new inheritance, a new family, a new purpose if you accept the Lord Jesus. And you can say that, and I say that now with confidence that the lions have fallen to me in pleasant places. Indeed, my heritage is beautiful to me. I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night. And you may not be a tongue speaker, and that's not the focus of the Bible, but I've spoken in tongues a lot. But I kind of cooled down a little bit. In fact, I used to pray in tongues in my sleep. And a pastor shared a sermon that said he prays, his personal prayer was more in the spirit than in the English or the words is language. And he said that's what it was going on with him. And so last night, in preparation for this, I was pumped. I was praying in the spirit, and I thought, oh, it's in my sleep. And that's what I like. It's like when Char gave the word that day, that was the spirit. I know that it wasn't her coming from her mind. It's coming from her spirit. But it instructs me in the night. And praying in the spirit, learning to pray in the spirit. Listen, there's a big battle goes on over this whole thing. But the Holy Spirit's the one that convicts you of sin. He's the one that quickens your mortal body. He's the one that leads you into all truth, you know. And there's a whole list of things. Start looking at what he does, and you'll be blessed. And that's really the reason I'm up here today, is I want us to think bigger. It's the flesh wants a little religion that's comfortable, and that's dangerous. It really is. There's a proverb. I'm jumping around on you. I'm sorry. There's a proverb that says, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands, and destruction comes on you like gangbusters. That's not the exact words, but that's the way I get it. And so be careful about that. Oh, I'm fine. I'd hate to say, and it breaks my heart, how many people I've heard say that in my lifetime. Oh, I'm fine. You know, I've been a good person. I go to church. I do this or I do that. But that's not what it's about. It's about becoming one of God's saved children, you know. And it's easy. Any one of us here can do it. And the devil wants to make it hard, and it's hard for the flesh. But be like me and let go of your handhold on that pew and turn to God. Turn to him, and he will save you. He changed my life. I used to make fun of the Bible. I'm serious. And here I was, blubbering like an old lady or something. And
hey!
you weren't an old lady then.
Not that.
But once I was saved, and there's so much, the Holy Spirit knows a lot of things you don't know. And there's so much to the Holy Spirit. We need to embrace that. We really do. If we're going to be Christians, I don't mean you got to speak in tongues or anything, but you got to yield to his leading in your life. And so the Word became alive to me. I didn't have anybody to train me. You know, sometimes that's not too bad a deal. I would encourage you all to seek for yourself God in the Bible and humble yourself and yield to what it says. Don't ignore it. Don't make fun of it. Don't pass it off. If he speaks a word to you, it's important for you. And we need to humble ourselves and be like Jesus and become obedient. And he talks a lot in Romans. He talks about, and I think you've all seen this in the world today, he talks about those people that knew there was a God. Do you know any of those people? They know there's a God, but they refused to recognize him and honor him as God. And so you think you got control? God gave them over to a spirit of confusion. And that led, and think about today when I say this, confusion and then perversion and then hell, I guess you'd say. And the world today, I mean, did you ever, I mean, there's nobody else as old as I am in here, I guess. But
I am.
Oh, she is. But did you ever think you'd see a day when evil was called good?
Right.
and good was called evil, like today. Well, let that be an encouragement to you. You know, I'm believing, I'm looking for that supper in heaven, you know, with Jesus. I'm looking forward to that, seeing him. Let's pray, man. And I know it's be hard with a new baby, but it would be good for the baby if Jesus came back. And she wouldn't have to go through some of the things that we've gone through. And these are just a couple of scriptures that I really love. And they'll help you. I think they'll help you to worship, among other things. And one of them is Psalm 45, verse 1. My heart overflows with a good theme. I address my verses to the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the sons of man. Grace is poured upon thy lips. Therefore, God has blessed thee forever. God, I want to stop there. That's kind of a love song. Us men, we don't have trouble with loving our wives and people, but we're a little sometimes hard to this soft stuff. Why don't you give in and love God and let his spirit speak through you those words of love? And it'll change your family. It will. You know, nothing worse, and I did this. I wasn't a good boy. And Char was out behind the barn crying. And the Lord spoke to her and told her to go back in there and love me with everything she had. And so she was obedient. And she did that. And people would say, "Wow, he was a rat. Why'd you do that for?" You know. But that's the way God looks at all of us. We're all worth saving. We're all worth changing our life to live life like he intended for it to be lived. And so,
I want to say something.
Oh, here we go. This is a real preacher.
No, I'm not. I went out behind the door. Before I did that, I threw an egg sandwich at him.
Miss me.
I didn't miss him. And then I went out there, and God did speak to me. And I did what he told me.
And that's the key, folks. If you didn't get anything else out of what I say, if you know it's God, submit to it.
Amen.
Don't go through all the hard stuff to get there. And she said, God spoke to me to do that. And I said, for a long time, I'd say, "You mean he spoke to your heart, honey?" And she said, "No, he spoke to me." And it's the same God that's speaking to everyone in this room. Words of love, words of invitation, words of life-changing. And if we'll start catching it when we humble ourselves and do whatever it is he's asking us to do. And you know something I've learned about God? A few things. But if he tells me to do something that's hard, he gives me the grace to be able to pull it off. That don't mean it'll always be easy, but he'll give me the grace to do what he said. And so, back to the word. I've just got a few scriptures, and I really feel released to be able to share these few scriptures with you. So, humor an old man, and you make me happy, and maybe God will speak to you. Psalm 27, verse 4. This is what I call Brenda's song. She was a dear friend of ours that was healed of brain tumor. And then later on, it came back like a vengeance. And I want to be careful while I say this, but the medical people had this new procedure, and they operated on her and made her a vegetable. And it wasn't long after that that she died. And they've got to learn, I guess, but I just hated it was Brenda. One thing I've asked from the Lord is, there one, can you do that? Ask one thing from the Lord, and that shall I seek. See, there's that cooperation between us and the Holy Spirit, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life and behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will conceal me in his tabernacle. In the secret place of his tent, he will hide me. He will lift me up on a rock. And now my head will be lifted up above my enemies around me. And I will offer, and I always like this part. I'm not a Pentecostal, but some people would call me that. But I really enjoy praising God, you know. And so verses like these will encourage you if you have that stirring in you. It said, I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, be gracious to me and answer me. And when thou didst say, listen, this is what the psalmist heard the Lord say to him. And I believe that the psalmist is not all by himself or a unique situation. But he said, when thou didst say, seek my face, my heart said to thee, thy face, O Lord, I will seek your face. And could you say something with me? Just simply, we will seek your face.
We will seek your face.
Yeah, say it, meaning it. And he hears you. And he wants that. And what I'm kind of wanting to talk about today, and I'll start wrapping it up, is that's the greatest privilege man has, is to be able to communicate with a God that created all things. And he wants us to. And there's no exceptions. Every one of us here in this room, he wants us to know him and know him better and better and better and to see his face. And the more we see his face, and I'll probably say some things that would come out of scripture that I'd read later, but I'm not sure I want to go there. But anyway, we change to be like him. How many of you know you become like what you watch and see and take in? And that's true with the Lord, you know. If I focus on him, if I submit to him, if I look for him to do what needs to be done, we found out we were going to move unexpectedly. And we were bad little kids. We didn't want to go. We didn't want to leave you. And we've come to the point where we believe God can stop it at the last minute, or he can do it later, and whatever. But we need to be ready to accept what the Lord, if it's the Lord, what he gives us and what he does in our life, and we'll be way better off for that. In 2 Corinthians 3, verses 1 through 18, it talks about the veil being over the hearts of the Hebrews when the law of Moses was read. And basically, it says that the veil is still over their hearts today when they read the law. But, listen to this. This is so good for me. It said, but whenever a man. And I know the Bible talks a lot about men, but a lot of times that word means human beings. Oh, I'll miss him. I forgot where I was at.
It was still there.
But whenever and how, just looking at his face will change us from glory to glory into his own image. And you say, how do I look at his face? Well, by the Spirit. But I can see, I can look out here and see his face, you know. And that's enough to affect me for good. And so when I see his face, I'm changed. I'm blessed. I'm helped. I'm strengthened. I can remember RPT, my old standby sermon I gave kind of before in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Rejoice in the Lord always. Pray without ceasing. Isn't that good? I say, man, I can't do that all the time, Lloyd. And he said, oh, that's all right. I'll fill it in. In other words, listen to me too, big boy. And in everything, give thanks. And we get, the devil wants to sidetrack us and say, well, I can't thank him for everything, but you can thank him in everything. You can't. And as you learn, as I've learned to do that, it's strengthened my life. And I believe it will strengthen your... It's such a victory to have all hell breaking loose and be able to rejoice in the Lord. And you know it wasn't your idea, but it's God. And that's what the world needs to see, is people that are overcomers and are steady. And if you get up, or if you fall down, get up. This is something, God speaks to your heart. Has God ever spoken to any of your hearts?
Yeah.
He'll say, anymore, he says, okay, Ernie, you don't have to stay there. Get up. That's the kind of God that I serve. He's not saying, oh, you idiot or you bad guy, you messed up. He's wanting me to get back in the race.
Yeah.
And... oh, they got that scripture up there. New American Standard. These guys are fantastic, these sound people. They put up with my... I'm serious.
He's been putting it up there the whole time.
Yeah. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And you'll find, if you start giving thanks, that there's always something to thank about. And people want to argue about, you can't give him thanks for everything. Well, I don't know, work it out with God. But maybe I needed that event to help me to grow too. But anyway, did I say our old church is celebrating 40 years today?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there's a young pastor that came out of this, and I preached this sermon before some of you were born, and I called it RPT, and that's a good way to remember how to do it, how to live it. And that's really, scripture isn't just to be read, it's to be lived. And this young pastor, who's probably 55 or so today, he still remembers that. So get a hold of, listen to God, and he's putting things in your heart and your mind and your path that'll help you and stay with you all the rest of your days here on this planet. And he still remembers that. And he talks about RPT. Anytime I see him, RPT, RPT. And he preached a sermon Jesus Christ ready for anything. And we can be that way. The stronger we get, the more we walk with Him, the more we submit to what we know to be His will in our life, we can be ready for things like having to move all of a sudden. I know, Jesus, I didn't do it right away, but I did it. And I only got a couple more verses, and then I'll stop. But the idea here is learning to see the faces of God. In Hebrew, that word for face is plural. In other words, faces. And you get to thinking about this, and that means look for Him everywhere. Look for Him in other people's faces. Look for Him in the mirror. Don't let the devil steal your life, your joy. And John says this. I've got way off the script, but I'm going to use a couple of scriptures. Pastor, I got all of it marked. I didn't use it right. But I'm learning. I'm growing, too. This is such a beautiful three verses. This will change your life if you let it get in your heart. See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Did you know what an honor that is, to be called a child of God? I'll tell you what, when you can know you're on the right track is the world won't like it. That's a kind of a negative inspiration, but what?
Can you see it up there?
Yeah. Oh, that's neat.
Isn't that neat?
You guys are awesome to put up with me. See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. And such we are. For this reason, and get this, the world does not know us because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know, I pray that you know this, that when He appears, we will be like Him because we will see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope fixed on Him purifies himself just as He is pure. And when I'm talking about seeing God, having fellowship with God, and all that, which is a learning thing in our lives, and don't be discouraged. Don't give up. Keep at it. And you'll see God will make progress in your life. But anyway, I'm sweating.
I'm getting tired.
You're getting hard. Now, at least she's not pointing at her phone.
I'm not doing her clock.
So. But anyway, have that hope fixed in your heart.
Amen.
That you're going to, just think of that. We can limit God, but He's saying He's going to make you and you and you to look just like Jesus.
Amen.
Wow. When we see Him as He is. And so this all ties in. There's a lot more that we could talk about in this area. But as far as seeing the face of God, and recognizing that we have the greatest privilege afforded to man, and that's to meet with a God that created us. And we can do that. But I'm finally starting to settle down. There's a thing that was taught me back when I was a young Christian, and it's like the idea was God had a plan before man fouled up. He didn't just change everything or come up with a plan, but his plan was that we should grow and be like his son. And we were created and headed towards that plan. Adam and Eve, when they walked in the garden with God, they weren't quite there yet. I put forward to you that they were innocent until they sinned. And I think that can be true with all of us. But anyway, once they sinned, they fell out of God's purpose. And it was time for Jesus to come and get us back on track and get us back to where this 1 John scripture applies to our lives. But I think I'm in a room full of people that are serious about the Lord. And I'd like to leave you with a scripture and some thoughts. And it's talking about the overcomers in heaven. And it said, and they overcame, talking about overcoming the devil, overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
Right there.
And because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their own life, even faced with death. If you think you've arrived, let me ask you. I hear a lot of preachers share this verse, and they leave out the last part. But that's what made it. In other words, they didn't love having their way and their feelings and everything. They did, even to death. And that's what made the church to start with. I used to say, God, why did they put up with that? Why didn't they do something? And they just continued to serve God, and they turned the world over. It looked like the first disciples. It looked like it was over, but it was only starting because we had, and I don't know that everybody, I'm believing that everybody here in this room would make that confession. They'd not love their own life unto death. And I think if you think about who God is and what he's doing and what he's going to do, what he's doing in your life, I think you'll be inspired to lay down your life for him. It comes in all kinds of different forms, laying down. Sometimes it's what I like or even what I believe. This old pastor that gave me this teaching, it was a lot longer than anything, I'm sure. But I think he did that, and he modeled that. And the world didn't like him. The world didn't bless him. I'm not saying that's the way it was always, but God liked what he saw. Oh, I'm glad you're getting cold. I'm sweating. But if you see who God is and what his desire for us is and what he's doing in our hearts and lives, we'll be willing to lay down our lives, and we'll change the world too. When I came into this church, I saw this attitude, the spirit here. And that's one thing that causes us to fall in love with y'all, is there's people. I said at one point, you were so good to us, if I wasn't a dead man, I'd be embarrassed. Yeah, but it's true. Just keep on living that way. Keep on honoring God. keep on reaching out to people. And every one of you are important. And if we let God put this together, there's a unity in the Spirit that the world doesn't know. But we each have a part in preserving that, or letting, or helping that happen. So, we love you. I said that before, didn't I? But if you've got to look into this deeper, and maybe God will inspire someone here to do that. But man's greatest privilege is to commune with God, to talk with God. You know, like the Adam and Eve walked in the garden, but it's that kind of a walk and fellowship with Him, and let Him speak to you and submit to whatever He speaks, and do everything you can to preserve the unity of the Spirit. I didn't bring the unity of the Spirit, but I pray that somehow I enhanced it, that I encouraged you. Yeah, from the front door to the backdrop here, the bowling alley, that there'll be unity here, and we'll continue to have it. Don't be careful. Don't let schisms or disagreements or dislikes or any of that creep in and mess things. I've seen it happen. So that's a poor ending.
We love you.
but that's it. That's all, folks. Yeah.
Praise God. Can we all stand?
Huh?
You stay right there just for a second. We're going to both you and praise
okay.
God. What a trooper to stand up here all that time with him.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Usually she has her watch.
Pastor John, come on up. Hallelujah. If you would just stretch your hand towards this couple while Pastor John prays for them. Hallelujah. We love you guys.
We love you.
We care about you.
We care about you.
Renee and Shara, it just seems like you've been with us forever. You know, it's amazing how God can bring hearts into one place. And I know you mentioned that, but it really does seem like you've been in our congregation for years. And
got to be old stuff.
Yeah, you're just old stuff.
Okay.
But we like that kind of old stuff. No, but I was just going to say that you guys have, in the little short while that you've been here, you have brought a new fire into this church. You really have. There's something that God had specifically for you to give to this church, and you've done that. And so we love to release people to go on and do what God has ordained you to do. And so this, I think you being here was an awakening even for you. And so I just bless you with what God has for your tomorrows. The anointing that is on you has just been revitalized. A new fire has been lit in you. And this is a time for you to go out into the world. This has been just a taste of what God's going to be doing with you throughout the next few months, the next few years, that He will speak through you. He will lift you up, just as you said. He will spend time with you. He will stir your heart. And whatever comes from your heart, people will hear. And so I bless you. I thank God for your time in this place. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face always shine on you. And may He be gracious to you as you go on for your tomorrows. And thank you, Lord, for this couple, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the time that they spent here.
Yes, thank you.
Stella has something.
Yeah.
You can hold it. Okay. It says, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stand fresh and green, proclaiming, the Lord is upright. He is a rock, and there's no wicked in him.
Amen. Yeah, brother. I was just going to let Pastor John pray, but I sense the Lord saying something to you. The word says, from the dew of the morning, he has perfected. And he's given you the dew of your youth, sharp. Praying in tongues in the middle of the night, in your bed, while you're asleep, it's the dew of the morning. It is the freshness of the waters of life coming through you into your life. I know this, that the Lord says that every step that you step, he is ordered. Yes. He will strengthen every step because of who you are. You're his son, Char. You're her, you're his daughter. And he will strengthen every step. No weapon that's formed against you will ever prosper. It never has and it never will. The word of the Lord is upon you. You are a son of God. You are a son to the Father. You are a son to those that are around us. Those that are around you, you are a son of God, full of power, full of anointing. So Ernie, know this. He's not done with you, Shard, and they're not done with you. You, the rivers of life will be flowing through you in the services that you go to. Because of the word of the Lord, he never sees age, never sees it. He sees willingness of the vessel. Yes. And the anointing strengthens and builds that which he has anointed. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, brother.
Amen. Thank you guys again for being here. For the rest of you, you are dismissed. There is some...
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.